Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, an inspirational podcast where we celebrate courage, personal growth, and the power of saying why not today. I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and I believe that one brave step can change everything. Each episode, we share real stories from people who've taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs and artists to everyday dreamers and doers, we explore the life-changing moments that start with a simple question, why not today? I created this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who lived by those very words. Join me as we uncover powerful stories of hope, connection, resilience, and transformation, whether it's pursuing a passion, overcoming obstacles, or choosing joy. Our guests inspire you to live with purpose and courage. And I always say, remember, you're just one decision or one why not today moment away from changing your lives. And today my guest is Elise Woodworth, and I got to know Elise because she put something on LinkedIn, which I need to play there a little more, saying she was looking for podcasts. And I had several people recommend me to you and come to find out you live close. And we had a great conversation the other day. Could have talked to you forever. And I loved all your Why Not Today moments and all that you've done. And you're changing the world and making differences. And wrote a book, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And it's called Business Not Battle for Nonprofit Boards. So yeah, I would love to chat about that as well. So welcome, Elise. And why don't you share a little about you and a fun fact about you?
Yeah. Well, I am not from around here. I'm a transplant to Northern Virginia, as many people are. But I grew up in Northern Indiana.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of the fields, the cornfields, soybeans, all the things. Mm-hmm. And I came to the Virginia Military Institute for college. I would come home with my friends on weekends sometimes, and I swore I would never live in Fairfax because there were so many people and it was so crowded. At the same time, I was overwhelmed and overjoyed with all of the activity and the things. And if you needed it, it was there. Mm-hmm. And of course, that was the first house that my husband and I purchased after separating from the Air Force was in Fairfax County.
I always say, be careful what you say.
Now I don't swear anymore.
Yeah, I'll never do this. And yeah, I've done many things that I was never going to do.
Right. And now we have five children. We live out in Leesburg, just north of Leesburg, on 15, and are really enjoying life as a homeschooling family, as well as pursuing my business.
I did not know. I think maybe I knew you were homeschooling your kids. I don't know if I remember that. Do you know Candace Duggar?
Yes.
Okay. She was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
And she's going to speak at my lesson. She is fantastic.
She is. So it's kind of fun, the circles we all kind of surround ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Now I've got this radar up for homeschool, although I have no kids and I'm not going to say never because
right?
I don't know what I'm going to walk into.
We are COVID homeschoolers. We're a particular breed where when COVID shut everything down, our oldest was in kindergarten. So I had also two preschoolers and two infants. And really, that was the only way I could cope with continuing to educate my oldest daughter. And it has just, it grew on us. So we grew into homeschooling as it grew on us. And now it's something that has just become part of our lifestyle. And we've gotten engaged with a lot of the community activities out here and just love it.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, those things that happen because of adversity make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take us down this path you had no idea you'd go on, and something bad happened or something not so positive. And then we go, you're like, oh, I should have done this a long time ago. But I guess you couldn't even have done it a long time ago because it was
right.
So what does courage mean to you, Elise?
So one of my favorite quotes, and I constantly am reminding myself and my children, find a way to do it, not a reason why you can't. It is I have it hanging on my wall in my office. It was on the wall in my father's office, and it came from my grandpa's office back when he was working in aircraft mechanic maintenance.
Wow.
So it's been handed down to me. But
awesome.
It really defines courage to me when you don't always see what's on the other side of a problem or an obstacle or an adversity, but you find a way to overcome it. You find a way to work through it, to find a solution, to make something happen. You make up your mind and you lean into those unknowns. And that's what courage is to me. You don't always know what's on the other side of the wall. You don't always know what's on the other side of this particular obstacle.
We rarely do, and if we do, it's not even as fulfilling.
But
It
find a
doesn't,
way to do it. Why? Not a reason why you can't. It's so easy to stay in a comfort zone. It's one of the, when I was writing the book, it would have been so easy to just not. To not write the book, to not share my thoughts and ideas. But at the same time, I felt like it was something I needed to do. So I had to find a way to do it. And that's what I did.
It's kind of like starting the podcast. It was just an idea.
Right.
I'm like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but one step at a time and one day at a time and one why not today moment. And I
Right.
know somebody that I'm very close to that has got the opposite mindset. You s come up with an idea and she tells you all the reasons why it won't work. And I've learned that, okay, let her sit with it and then come back and she'll start to digest it. But immediately it's absolutely not. That is not going to happen. I'm like, okay, but it usually comes around.
And that's such an interest, like there are so many different ways to approach ideas and problems. My husband and I are completely different when it comes to finding the answer to a question, for example. I'll stop and think about the question. Sounds like your friend, and really like dial into how to ask it and what I should ask and what answer I'm really looking for. And my husband, on the other hand, will just ask all the questions and go down all the roads until he finds the right path, the right answer. So it's just interesting
It's
how
definitely we all come
we'd
across
all.
differently. So you've come from Air Force to corporate to leaving corporate to, I know when we talked, lots of different businesses, models, and it seemed to be every time you started something new, you got pregnant, if I remember correctly, to working with boards. So it's been definitely a journey, and I'm sure there's lots of why not today moments within there. So let's start with military. Did you always want to be in the military? Is
I
it a
did.
family thing?
I always felt called to serve. My grandfather and grandmother had served in the military. My dad went to VMI as well in the 70s. And being around that, like I wanted to be like my grandpa when I grew up. I know that sounds kind of
No,
silly.
that's cool. Well, and for me, I was not any had nobody in my world until after college that I knew in the military.
And service. So service and patriotism had always been something I was familiar with and comfortable with. So I wanted to be in the army. I wanted to be in the army. Probably in about eighth grade, I remember coming to Washington, D.C. on our big eighth grade week-long trip, bus trip
We
from
didn't get to do that, by the way, because we lived here and we never did a DC field trip or any trip, sorry.
We fundraised. It was
Yeah, I know so many
big
people did.
thing. And I have a dog tag that I made at one of the museums, and it says Future in Service, Future ISO, USAF. I meant Armed Forces, but it turns out it was right that I would work for the Air Force.
That's kind of fun. And so I was wondering how you got to BMI, but your dad went there. So that makes perfect sense.
He did, and I really connected with the honor code that they have. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. And that was not something I experienced in high school and was really drawn to the fact that my grade was going to be my grade. And I could trust that everybody else was in the same boat that I was.
Yeah, I don't know much about VMI. I know a couple of people have been there. I know it because I would drive past it on the way to Virginia Tech when I was in college. But that's about it. So then from there, you got out of the military, you work in corporate America, and then you be started becoming an entrepreneur. So let's talk about that journey. So were there some why not today moments within those?
This is
Why
the
did you decide you wanted to go that route?
why not today I want to share with you most. I was working as a contractor for Homeland Security, and I was a program manager, really enjoying my job, and some things started to change in the office. And slowly but consistently, my work was being taken away. What I was supposed to be doing was being taken away to the point where I didn't really know what I was doing every day when I showed up to the office. And around that time, my husband and I had planned a trip to Europe. We did Iceland, London, and then many stops in France, but we took 3 weeks off and
Wow, good for you.
just had a great time. This is before children.
Right.
And I
And good for you for
remember
doing that until waiting till retirement, which must be.
I remember sitting at a little cafe on Lavandou Beach in France, South France, and we're looking out and the waves are rolling in, and I just remember taking this deep breath and relaxing into the booth and thinking, I'm actually happy. Like, I feel happy. There's more to life than what I had been doing as a contractor.
Right.
And it was sort of that why not today moment that you talk about, where
Yeah.
it's like, I can be doing more. I've trained for more. I've practiced for more. I've educated for more. And what I'm the work that I am doing is not fulfilling me. It feels more like a drudgery and a weight and a challenge just to show up and occupy myself.
I talk about that all the time on here. How many people just checking the boxes and going to the job? And we used to say, say that a government job was secure, not anymore. But, people going to work and they're miserable. I was on a leadership call one day and they literally were talking about how people that work for the government have countdown clocks until the day they retire. I'm like, I couldn't imagine like living a life like that. But so
And
many people do.
yeah, so I was sitting there with my best friend and now my CEO, and I said, what do you think about me just helping people? What do you think about just starting my own thing? And we talked about it, and this was in October of the year, and I went on with the trip, and we didn't really talk much more about it, but as we got back to work, I started to realize that that was the way that was the right path for me. I gave about 2 months' notice to my organization just so they could find a replacement or maybe find something else for me to do. And when that didn't pan out, I started my company. I started training. I was doing my first client was a marketing agency, and I did a communications workshop for them. And I was so thrilled, and everything was going to go really well. And I had the business plan, and I had all the things set up. And I gave my training, gave the workshop, and 2 days later, found out I was pregnant with our first daughter, with our first child. Which was an amazing moment, but also a very heavy change in all the steps that I had planned out for myself.
And I don't know about you, but I found when I got have a deadline or something else big going on, you get more done and you're a little more productive. Like when I've moved, I know that's nothing like having a child, but I am so much more productive. I'm much more productive before I'm going on vacation. When we have that deadline, you had a 9-month deadline. get some things done.
I did, and I was completely unprepared for motherhood.
As people are, like owning a business. Same thing.
So sure, why not today?
Exactly.
let's
At
do
all.
motherhood.
So I have a question about the just why you started, that you wanted to help others, which that is one of my mission's goals, and I just think, aren't all people like that, that they want to help others, they want to support others, they want to make a difference, but I'm guessing not.
I think there are different degrees of that desire in people. For me, I've always been motivated by service. I'd always been motivated by helping others, by encouraging and growing other people. When I set my mission, so all of the changes that my business has gone through, my mission is still the same. To ignite tomorrow's leaders, inspire today's, and help develop teams that shape history. That hasn't changed. But the focus, the who I help and how I help, is what has changed. But it's
Were your
that
parents into service? Obviously, in the military, they probably were.
volunteering, yes, like always demonstrating a strong volunteer connection, helping other people.
And some people, I think, just have no model for it and have never done it and have no idea how to. I know for me, I was honored with a Best of Reston Award several years ago. And afterwards, people are like, how do you get involved? How do you volunteer? I mean, I've lived in the same town my whole life and I know all the people and I know all the nonprofits, I know all the connections, but a lot of people have no idea or that there even needs help. Like living in Reston right outside of DC, I did a project on food insecurity and people are like, there's food insecurity in Reston? I'm like, yeah.
And that, I think, brings up a great point for if you want to get involved, but you don't know how, that's where you start with a question. You start with a thoughtful question. What am I passionate about? And who's filling that need in the area?
That's
Who can I help?
a great track to go on.
And just start asking. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask the person at the grocery store that you bump into. Because you're waiting in line because there are 10 people in front of you at Costco.
Instead of what we're doing, a lot of people are doing now, and I find myself guilty of it, I'm trying to stop, is in your line for wherever you're in your phone. Like, pick your head up and talk to people. Talk to more people and ask. And that's what I always tell people, just exactly what you said. Ask the question. Ask the people you're in front of. Where do you volunteer? Where, a question when people are out networking. I ask, tell people, suggest that, ask the people you're in front of. Where do you meet your people? Where are those people?
That's a great question, and I think it's those types of questions that are honest, open, serve to deepen understanding that really build community. What I've found is that people are lonely.
Very
They're
much so.
bored, they're tired, and they're looking to be inspired. And so that's one of the things I talk with nonprofits about now is how important it is to share and be out there about what they're doing and the mission that they're fulfilling and why they're inspired, why their volunteers are inspired to be a part of the organization, because it's that inspiration that is catching and people see it and they say, why not today? Why don't I start helping today? Why don't I run a food drive? Why don't I hand out meals? Why don't I collect clothing? Why don't I hand out flyers? Why not today?
And finding those places, and just, once you find one, it opens up to lots of things.
It
So is your business now focused on helping nonprofit boards?
Yes, so another why not today moment when we moved out to Leesburg, again had kind of marked the end of what was COVID's impact in our family life. I was leaving a network in Herndon that I had worked hard to develop. And I know Leesburg is not that far away,
But
but
it is.
it felt like a natural, another one of those natural transitions for me. My twins. My youngest are twins. They're 5 now. But they had become a little more self-sufficient and were, were able to use the restroom on their own, that kind of
Yeah,
thing.
important things.
Important things. But again, it was, I had this idea for a book in my head called Business Not Battle. Now, I wanted to tell everyone that they could be in business, not battle. It's a mindset, it's a way you approach life. How can you approach life with this mutually beneficial mindset? You're looking for mutually beneficial opportunities.
Which is so important. And I think so many people are like not working together. I've come from a 30-year career with Mary Kay, and Mary Kay Ash, who started the business, started with no territories purposely, that she never wanted anybody fighting for business or for to build a territory and then move or be moved, lose it. And so Mary Kay's philosophy is there's enough business for everybody. And if you run into someone that has another consultant, you're like, yay, who is your consultant? And you're not like, oh, I'm better than her. I, buy from me instead. But like Bank A is not telling Bank B how they're marketing. But with Mary Kay, like especially when COVID happened and we had to pivot big time and figure out how to run businesses, we helped each other. We support each other. We shared ideas. And unfortunately, and I think this goes back to your whole premise, is there's so much loneliness and people owning businesses and have nobody to support them, nobody to ask questions, nobody to mastermind.
So as I was working on this idea of business, not battle, I started working with a publisher, and he told me, no one's going to read that book, that big book that tells everybody how to do it. He
Right.
said, you've got to pick one person you can help.
Oh, I love that.
You've got to pick one person to tell one thing. And I was looking back in my history at that point, and I realized around the same time I started my company, I'd started as a board member for the Virginia Military Institute Foundation. And I had so many questions when I started as a board member,
She's the question girl.
so many questions that no one could really answer. But I had put the time in and I had the leadership roles and I've had the military experience, and I've had the government experience, and I've had all these different pieces. And so I decided to put all of that into the book and write to nonprofit board members and teach them how to be more effective, how to ignite impact in their organization. And by doing that, by empowering board members, I get to support all kinds of nonprofits. By improving and enhancing their leadership, their strategy, their ability to ask thoughtful questions. And it just seemed like the right place to start.
Biggest place you can make a difference.
I'm
Right.
really excited. But so writing the book was another why not today? I could have put that off for another 10 years. But I wanted so badly to share this idea. This mindset with people, that again, I had to lean into it and find a way to make it happen.
And that's, writing a book is a big undertaking from what I've heard. It was never on my list, but it keeps popping up. So eventually it'll probably happen.
I'm really excited about an idea that I've come up with just in the last couple of days. So we might be looking at Business Not Battle 2,
Okay.
which is going to be focused on really helping women in leadership positions be impactful and empowering women leaders.
Well, I would love to talk to you more about that. And I've got lots of connections and lots of powerful leaders and women, that I've had on this podcast.
That's
Although I don't exclude men, we have been mostly women because that's just kind of the world I swim in. So yeah, we'd love to hear about that. And yeah, one of these days, I'm going to have a courage book on why not today moments.
It's going to be
Awesome.
awesome. I can't
Yeah.
wait for it.
So, yeah, I always talk about how the connection to my dad, and of course, like you said, like everybody is, I didn't know your dad. Well, I made a list of things. So first of all, Indiana connection. He went to Notre Dame, so
All right.
where I got started. My mom grew up there. Five kids. I'm a family of six. So although he was an only child, he wanted more kids in his world. And he definitely had a can-do attitude, like you talked about. Everything was figure outable. You come up with a problem and he would be like, all right, we'll figure this out. I don't know what it's going to be. To the point, like when my youngest sister was born with Down syndrome, my dad's like, the hospital was very standoffish and told him that, oh, that she's going to be special. And my dad's like, I have five kids at home that are special and wanted to ask if they want to be in a separate place of the hospital. And my dad's like, no, like no different, just got new things we have to learn. And because of that, and this ties into your nonprofit, he pretty quickly after Amanda was born, he was at church and there was something in the bulletin asking about starting a group home for adults with disabilities. So my dad raised his hand. He was a planner and was very instrumental on starting Gabriel Homes, which I'm now on their board. And just talk about motivated by service and volunteering. He drilled that into our head. And like, you need to volunteer, but it wasn't cool to volunteer as a kid like it is now. We didn't have required service hours.
Service hours.
But I still remember him going, you guys need to get involved. And right out of college, I'm like, no. But now looking back, especially myself and one sister are so involved in so many different things and on boards and done so many things that his legacy definitely continues for
And
all
you
of us.
can really see that in the way that you are interactive with the community, the way that you are continuing to serve. I just want to like thank and remember the legacy that he passed down to you because it is so important. And I thank you so much for sharing it in the way that you do.
Thank you. It came about a weird way, but I'm so grateful I did.
Most
And
things do.
as I said, the story where you start and where you finish are completely different. So how would you encourage somebody else to say, why not today, to start the business, to join the nonprofit, to do the thing?
I encourage you to just take some time to step back from daily operations. I call them daily operations. I'm a very business-minded person, okay? But take a step back from the daily hustle, all the things that you normally do. Find some time on a weekend or an afternoon. Step back and really ask yourself, gauge your level of happiness. Are you happy? Are you comfortable? Or is there something different, something more, something other that you feel like you could do or find answers, questions, answers to questions that you might need to ask. But without taking that step back from the daily grind, you're not going to recognize that. And so I encourage people to take a step back, assess their happiness, and then take steps to move towards what is going to make them more fulfilled, more happy.
Right. So important. And I think the stopping and slowing down that we just move so fast. And, we get our best ideas in the shower because we've kind of stopped. For me, I have to leave town often to fill my cup. And just getting in my car, your brain starts to move and new ideas.
I'll come out to Leesburg sometime.
I will. I actually, about, gosh, maybe 6 months ago or so, I met somebody that lived out like past Winchester, and I just hadn't been traveling as much. I acquired a dog recently, so my travel is a little different. And so I'm like, I just need to get away. So I just drove out there and had lunch with her. I'm like, just get me out, because
That's fantastic.
we need to fill our cup and to have time to think. And I don't think we allow ourselves that time to think as we used to.
And I think we're very intuitive creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
We sense frustration, anxiety, stress, and those are all things to me that signal battle. That's what those battles are
Yeah.
when there's anxiety, contest, struggle. And you kind of get that feeling that maybe there's something else or different that needs to be done.
Yeah, I think I need to spend more time with you and
I
more
think
times. visiting Leesburg. So
Okay.
I'll include all your contact information you gave me in the show notes, but what's the best way for people to find you, Elise?
I am really accessible on LinkedIn.
Okay.
I am a frequent poster on LinkedIn. Love to put out resources, connect nonprofits with volunteers and resources. So if there is an organization that you want to be in touch with, I may be able to get in contact with them. And I'm also happy to answer emails and have calls. I love connecting and learning about new organizations and people.
Which I'm really surprised we had never crossed paths before because so
I
many
think,
areas.
yeah, I think in we've probably been at events together
Right.
with the chambers or our things, but it's just it wasn't meant for
Nope,
until
but
today.
what wasn't meant for that time. And we actually had this scheduled another time, didn't we? Did we schedule this before? No.
We scheduled our connecting,
Okay,
our
there's a
first
couple
conference.
podcasts I've had to move, and it's interesting the conversation. Just like you said, you had this new idea that if we would have done this a month ago, that new idea would not have been
Wouldn't have
here.
been there yet. Nope.
So, got to trust the timing. So, well, thank you for sharing all your insight and your courage stories. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this inspiring journey. Why Not Today is more than a podcast, it's a movement to help you take action, live boldly, and make a difference in the life of yourself and the world around you. Every day is an opportunity to say, why not today? So be courageous, follow your dreams, and know you have permission for the next step by starting now. So make sure you share this with a friend. Check out everything on the Why Not Today pod or why not today movement.com website. And there's courses and events and coaching to
Leslie?